This is a podcast from RTE Radio 1.
And the following is the result.
The first count in Galway West.
And it's not easy. Election counts aren't easy for any candidate.
The total poll, 49,944. Boyle votes, 478.
I deem them to be elected.
Hello and welcome to the constituency. In this first programme of the new year, election year, I'll be looking at the contest for another 8 of Dublin's 47 Dáil seats, later the 5 seats in Dublin South Central. But this week's starting point is here in Finglas in Dublin North West. If 2006 witnessed a resurgence in gangland crime, one of the most shocking episodes occurred here. Just before Christmas, apprentice plumber Anthony Campbell was shot dead as he worked. The 20-year-old was simply, in the words of the Gardaí, in the wrong place at the wrong time, a witness to the murder of criminal Martin Marlowe Hyland. Jack Leeson, who's the editor of the Northside People, says crime is an issue here, but not necessarily in a national headline-grabbing way.
We have had a number of gangland killings in the constituency, and as shocking and all as they are, they don't really impact on the day-to-day lives of people, whereas car break-ins or thugs hanging around outside people's houses, drinking young teenagers out of control, that does impact on people's lives. And we had that new playground up in Ballymun, that's been already targeted by vandalism, and that's probably the biggest issue in the area.
Neighbouring Ballymun is in many ways a changed place. There are the new houses, the new shops, the new hotel. The infamous towers are being pulled down. But in a walk around the area, you're still likely to witness more obvious signs of poverty than in many parts of the country. In the shopping centre, which is due for demolition, the actual regular shops seem almost to be outnumbered by places like the Social Welfare Office, the Job Centre, the Money Advice Centre and the St Vincent de Paul Shop. Mairead Kavanagh is the director of the Ballymun Youth Action Project.
You know, when you drive through Ballymun, it has changed, it is different. But at the same time, while people have moved into some lovely houses, you know, and some apartments and things like that, we don't have a very functioning shopping centre, you know, that the facilities are not following through quickly enough. So we're living in, technically, in a kind of a building site, if you like, a lot of the time.
And people here say that the antisocial behaviour problem is being exacerbated by the number of semi-derelict flats. Young people congregate there, making life miserable for anybody living nearby. Mairead's colleague, Antoinette Doyle, has been living in Ballymun for 26 years.
There's been huge changes with the regeneration. Again, as you were saying, coming into Ballymun, the main street, and that is hugely different than what it was. And our big roundabout is gone that used to be there.
Would you say life has improved here over recent years?
I think around jobs, but I think that has happened everywhere, all over, like, you know, as they say, the Celtic Tiger. I think a lot more people are working. It is a change in place, but again, you're hoping that it will work out right, but I wonder, will I ever see it? I know. As years go by, like you're saying, just have another 8 years, I'll be on the old age pension. If it continues on the way it's going, you know. So it's just things like that. You say, how long is this going to last?
There's a bit of concern about that. People kind of wondered, would it work?
Founded 25 years ago when heroin first became a serious problem, the Youth Action Project in Ballymun works with those who have drug and alcohol problems and tries to prevent other young people from becoming addicted. Annette Doyle says they find it frustrating that there still isn't enough early intervention.
A lot of the issues around young children is the lack of assessment for children when there is problems.
There are three TDs here in Dublin North West: Noel, brother of Bertie Ahern, Roisin Shortall of the Labour Party, and a second Fianna Fáil man, Pat Carey. All three are running again. Now, Pat Carey concedes that this part of Dublin was neglected for years, but he also maintains that any fair analysis would say that most problems are being tackled.
Crime is a significant issue, and it varies from, I suppose, the more high-profile gangland-type crime to the other extreme of, you know, and significant levels of antisocial behaviour. But I would have to say that the commitment of the Garda Commissioner and of the Minister for Justice to combating it here in this constituency cannot be faulted. That being said, there is an issue, and we've always got to remain on top of it.
If you asked many people out there, they would say that problems like that, and certainly we've seen some awful gangland killings recently, that those problems, that they're actually getting worse, if anything.
Some people would say that. I don't think that the majority of people believe that.
Yet people would look at something like the murder of Anthony Campbell and say, right. Listen, what's going on here?
Yeah, I think what we don't realise, and I wouldn't in any way condone what happened to Mr. Hyland or to Anthony Campbell, is the amount of preventative work which the emergency response unit and other members of the Gardaí do day in and day out.
Has enough been done, though, to tackle the root causes of addiction to hard drugs? Because if you look around here in Ballymun, I mean, certainly there has been a lot of building, there has been a lot of progress, but you still see a level of deprivation around here that you'd see very few other places in the country.
But you'll also see, Rachel, a transformed Ballymun. Well, you mean you see facilities being provided here now that needed to be here, no, 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, but see, the shopping centre is still a disgrace.
The shopping centre is a disgrace. It is largely privately owned. But you look at the access centre, the childcare facilities that are here, there isn't a youth centre in Ireland. I would challenge anybody to come and look at the youth centre that's here, the Recco Centre in Ballymun. It's not that there is lack of investment.
The poll topper here last time out was Noel Ahern. Pat Carey took the third and final seat. And pretty much any impartial observer would tell you that the squeeze will be on him this year. Any list of Fianna Fáil TDs in danger of losing their seat contains the name Pat Carey.
I think some people might overlook a number of factors. There is, as you know, a very significant part of the old Dublin North Central coming in this time. That's in the Santry-Beaumont area, that had a Fianna Fáil vote in the high 40s in 2002. I believe that will help to copper fasten the Fianna Fáil vote. It was always going to be a tough fight. Every three-seater is, and a government that has been in power as long as we've been, you're bound to have offended everybody from A to Z.
The man who aims to replace Pat Carey in Leinster House is Councillor Desi Ellis of Sinn Féin, and I've come here to Ballymun's sparkling new civic offices to meet him. Now, long before his election to Dublin City Council, Desi Ellis was a well-known name. The Finglas man was front-page news back in the early 90s when he was extradited to Britain on explosives charges and subsequently acquitted. He had earlier served a jail term in this country. He came close enough to winning a seat in Dublin North West at the last election, but his opponents say he's going to have difficulty finding the extra 1,000 or so votes that he needs.
I won't be too worried about the fact that we were very, very close to taking a seat the last time, but we've certainly built substantially on that. We've progressed in right across the whole constituency in the more middle-class areas. We have put a big presence into the areas and we've contacts right now throughout the whole constituency.
Desi Ellis concedes that there have been significant improvements in this part of the city, but he maintains that there are pockets of the constituency with serious problems.
Well, the amount of petty crime out there is a lot more than statistics give us. And people shouldn't underestimate that. People are not reporting crime anymore. And that has been a feature that has developed over the last number of years. There's no doubt that there's elements in the guards that are doing a fantastic job. But I think on the ground is the big problem, that we often get this, whether it's in Ballymun, Finglas, Santry, that there's no guard car available and people are ringing in on emergencies and they're waiting 20, 40, 60 minutes. And yet we get the minister, Minister McDowell comes on the radio and he tells us that such and such resources are getting put in. And I think it's playing with words and it's playing with figures.
Of course, Minister McDowell would say that your own party are compromised on this issue because that you were involved in crime for long enough.
Well, I would say this, that I'm certainly not involved in crime. I don't think my party's involved in crime. So it's in everyone's interest that these people are brought to book.
The only confirmed candidate not mentioned so far has been a fixture on the Dublin North West ballot paper for the past 20 years. In that time, he has stood for Labour as an independent and latterly for Fine Gael. He was elected to the City Council in 2004 and is absolutely adamant that he stands a good chance in the general election.
because I have the Tina Turner factor.
Dr. Bill Tormey is a consultant in Beaumont Hospital and has very firm ideas about health service reform, even if those ideas don't always chime with Fine Gael policy.
I can definitely say that having written a book on the health service, I probably know more about how you should run a proper health service than virtually any of the other aspiring TDs in the country. It is quite simple. What you need to do is insure everybody, remove the difference between one type of person and the other, i.e. social class, remove the stigmas associated with not being able to afford anything other than a medical card, which is state pay, or not being able to afford VHI, BUPA if they're still there, or any other private health insurance. Remove the stigma of not being able to afford to go into one of the private hospitals which the government are intending building on public hospital sites, and make sure that the medical profession transforms itself into looking after patients rather than public and private patients and squabbling about contracts, which are all about how much money we're all going to make.
Bill Tormey is the Maverick's Maverick. In the past year, he has caused a stir by criticising the state pathologist Murray Cassidy's findings in the Annabelle's case, and by arguing that disruptive council tenants should all be housed in a single street. Now, some of his outspoken views were disowned by Enda Kenny. So why run for Fine Gael?
Because they asked me. And I think that Enda Kenny is a man of honour. I like the guy personally. I think that he would make a very good Taoiseach because he's underestimated by the public. Remember, when Bertie was in opposition, he didn't look like much of a star. When Hoffey was in opposition, he was a disgrace.
But why should Fine Gael people vote for you when you don't agree with quite a few of the party's policies?
I didn't say I disagree with the party's policies. I said if elected, I will make sure that the party has very coherent and cogent answers to a lot of the problems in the areas that I might be expert in. I'm not an expert in all sorts of stuff. I will not discuss in detail banking or any of the other things because I do not know. I think being an instant expert in a complex subject is the definition of a fool. And quite honestly, I'm not a fool.
A couple of people have told me that they reckon Dublin North West is the second most difficult constituency in the capital to call after neighbouring Dublin Central. It is also likely that other candidates will declare. There was a total of 9 in the field in 2002. However, it's hard to see any new contender putting up a serious challenge for a seat. The only certainty then appears to be the re-election of Junior Minister for Housing and Drugs Policy, Noel Ahern. Jack Gleeson of the Northside People also believes that Roisin Shortall of Labour will be returned.
Well, you'd imagine that Noel Ahern will hold a seat and probably hold it comfortably. Roisin Shortall, you know, she will be there with Kerry and Ellis after the first preferences are counted. The common belief is that Fine Gael won't get the seat, and if that happens, the transfers should ensure that Shortall will hold her seat.
Now, Bill Tormey will give you a long list of reasons why Roisin Shortall's elimination will elect him rather than the other way around. But anyway, here's where it gets really difficult. One seat, Pat Carey or Desi Ellis. Now, you'll meet plenty of people with convincing arguments on both sides. And national factors will certainly come into play closer to the election. Will Fianna Fáil maintain their recent good run? Or could developments in the north give a boost to Sinn Féin? Jack Leeson of the Northside People says he would have given a different answer a few months ago and there could well be a different result in a few months' time. But at the moment, he would see Fianna Fáil holding on to the two seats.
I would, but again, you know, it's too early to call.
It's
4 months to go. A week is a long time in politics and we've 4 months of it. So I would say Pat Carey if it was held tomorrow or next week. But who knows what's going to happen when the election comes around.
I'm crossing the Liffey on my way to another of the capital's constituencies, Dublin South Central. It's the constituency of areas such as Crumlin, Walkinstown and Ballyfermot. There are staunchly middle-class areas, but again, there are places that have been blighted by poverty, drugs and crime, especially some of the inner-city flats complexes. Politically, South Central is one of the 3 Dublin constituencies where Fine Gael managed to hold on in 2002. But Gay Mitchell, who's also an MEP, has announced that he's chosen Brussels over Leinster House. It's a blow for the party in more ways than one, as Kevin Rafter, who's the political editor of the Sunday Tribune, explains.
Bad news for Fine Gael locally in Dublin South Central, and bad news for Fine Gael nationally. Gay Mitchell, a big heavy hitter for the party, a man who's been around for nearly a quarter of a century as a TD. Timing's not great either, so close to the general election. Leaves them in the lurch in Dublin South Central. And also, I think, in terms of election planning nationally, with the party having so few TDs in Dublin, he was going to be one of the people who was going to be front of house arguing to put Fine Gael back in government.
Now, they had originally planned to hold a convention in December. That didn't happen. So the obvious assumption has been that they're headhunting, that they've been trying to find a big name candidate.
They've been polling the constituency, I'm told, and I'm told that they're also they have decided that they will hold a convention by the end of January, by the end of this month, and that they will go with two local party members, Catherine Byrne, former Lord Mayor, and Anne-Marie Martin, who's a councillor.
Interestingly, some of the speculation about what Fine Gael might do in Dublin South Central had centred on their attempts to maybe get somebody else with the Mitchell name.
There was speculation before Christmas that Fine Gael would look for a member of the Mitchell family to run. Obviously, the late Jim Mitchell, TD, the member of his family, their son was considered. I'm told that's not going to happen, and they're going to go with Catherine Byrne and Anne-Marie Martin in South Central.
The other four who are in place at the moment, Sean Arda and Michael Mulcahy of Fianna Fáil, Mary Upton of Labour and Angus O'Snoddy of Sinn Féin, will be on the ballot paper again. Now, at the last election, Dublin South Central recorded the lowest turnout of any constituency in the country. So I asked people here in Inchicore to give me their views on the issues and on the politicians.
Politicians, I think they're all gangsters, every one of them. They don't do anything for the homeless, for the underprivileged children. They have to make an awful lot of mistakes in this country.
What do you think then are the big issues around here?
The big issues around here at the moment, I would say, is the building. We're all suffocated with dirt and dust.
We're a few months away now from a general election. Do you think that you'll be voting next May?
I tell you, if I was going to vote, I'd be voting for myself. And certainly not for any politician anyway, because they're all crooks, every one of them.
Drugs. Try to eliminate drugs and let people be safe in their homes. I said that'd be number one. Social housing, more housing for the young people.
Well, I think the number one issue has to be the health services. I think it's only until you have experience of hospitals that you realise the terrible inequalities between private health care and public health care.
And have you had that experience yourself?
Members of my family have had, yes.
The next person I met was a man who returned to Ireland 4 years ago after spending most of his life in England and Australia.
I think the biggest issues I can see, obviously, is like health, education and social services, especially for older people. But to me, in England or even Australia, where I lived before, a politician wouldn't last 5 minutes after the scams that are going on over here. And it's really upsetting to see that the people are so blazing about it over here that they simply just don't give a monkeys.
You were obviously out of the country for quite a long time, judging by the accent.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I left. My parents left Ireland, obviously, like most fathers. He worked in England in the 50s, and then we had an old tenement block in the Liberties. The corporation gave us a new house in Ballyfermot, but Mum thought they were trying to move her to Offaly, so she wasn't having that. So she just couldn't hack being out in Ballyfermot in the 50s. It was just like being miles out in the country. So my father came home that Christmas and took us. She agreed to take us all. He took us all back to London.
Most people in politics, when they lose, they disappear. It's the complete opposite with me. I stick it out. I will be running again in 2007, and hopefully this time I'll cross the line quicker than I did on previous occasions.
Eric Byrne, now of Labour, previously of Democratic Left, took a place in electoral history back in 1992 when he was involved in 10 days of recounts. The seat eventually went to Fianna Fáil's Ben Briscoe. Now, he later won at a by-election, lost the seat in 1997, and he says this is his very, very last bid to return to the Dáil. Now, if people in rural Ireland complain that their children aren't allowed to build there, if people in the wealthiest parts of Dublin complain that their children can't afford to live there, Eric Byrne says there is a similar problem in South Central.
The irony is that the local authority had built huge numbers of houses in the in Crumlin, Walkentown, Drimna, Ballyfermot, Cherry Orchard, right across the board. And the tragedy is that now these properties are so expensive that the sons and daughters of the original tenants can't afford to buy, and they're being bought up by professional people. The irony of that is that the kids who grew up in these communities are now moving to where the professions might be coming from, would be Meath and Kildare and further afield, and are moving out.
We're only a few months away now from the general election. There is a perception that if you're to win a seat in Dublin South Central, it will be at the expense of either your party colleague, Mary Upton, or else at the expense of Fine Gael. Would you accept that?
No, I do not accept that Mary Upton is vulnerable if I get a seat. I am not a threat to Mary Upton. I am most definitely a threat to the Fine Gael vote. Gay Mitchell and myself worked very hard and very closely together on all the relevant local issues. And I am happy that if Gay is staying in Europe, that those people who supported him as a hard-working local councillor, TD or Lord Mayor, will equally recognise my participation in that.
So are you saying then, in this instance, Fine Gael people should vote Labour?
With Pat Rabbit seeking an alliance at national level between Labour and Fine Gael, that at local level, it goes without saying, I think that Labour should seek the support of the Fine Gael vote that did go to Gay Mitchell in the past.
And you'd have to assume that Catherine Byrne and Anne-Marie Martin might see things rather differently. Now, one of the other unanswered questions in South Central is whether Fianna Fáil will add a third name to their ticket, Kevin Rafter of the Sunday Tribune.
Vincent Ballyferma Jackson, the current Lord Mayor of Dublin, his name was floated around at one stage. He has ruled that out. So I wouldn't be surprised if Fianna Fáil added a third, but really it's Arda and Mulcahy is their ticket.
There was a lengthy list of candidates in this constituency 5 years ago, so again, expect more names to emerge. Among those already confirmed is Tony McDermott of the Green Party.
Tony McDermott is a councillor in the Dublin South Central area. If there is a lift for the Greens nationally, and they're doing well in urban Ireland and in Dublin, you'd have to look at somebody like Tony McDermott and say, maybe, just maybe. And I think he could surprise us come polling day that he'll be there or thereabouts, much stronger maybe than we would have said 12 months ago.
Who else is there?
There are a number of candidates who've run in the constituency in general elections in the past and have been elected in the local election local elections in 2004. One of them is Joan Collins. She has been prominent with the anti-service charges, anti-bin charges campaign. She may not necessarily be in the running for a seat, but her votes might determine where those last seats go in this constituency. There's Bride Smith, who's run for the Socialist Workers' Party on a few occasions, and she hasn't been successful in terms of vote gathering. But again, if she had 500, 600, 1,000 votes, her transfers, again, in a very tight contest, might determine where the last couple of seats go.
Kevin Rafter feels that three of the incumbents will definitely be returned. Sean Arda of Fianna Fáil, Angus O'Snoddy of Sinn Féin and Mary Upton of Labour. So what then?
Two seats and four candidates for what will be, a monster of a battle. You will have the second Fianna Fáil outgoing TD, Michael Mulcahy. You will have one of the two Fine Gaelers, Catherine Byrne or Anne-Marie Martin. You will have Tony McDermott of the Green Party and Eric Byrne, the former TD, looking to return to Dáil Éireann. I think Fianna Fáil would probably have a chance of holding on to their second seat, but if there's any little slip nationally, they'll be in trouble in South Central, and it could go against the national trend. But if I was to, at this stage, January, the election's in May, I think Labour, good chance of two, so we'll give Eric Byrne a seat. And then you have three chasing the last seat. I think Fine Gael might just sneak across the line.
If that forecast turns out to be correct, that would mean a loss of one seat for Fianna Fáil in Dublin South Central, a gain of one for the Labour Party.
And it would mean, I suppose, the shadow of Gay Mitchell will be across the constituency, and where his votes will go will determine where things happen. So you'll end up with two Labour TDs, Upton and Byrne. You'll end up with one Fianna Fáil, Arda, one Fine Gael, hard to call, between Martin and Catherine Byrne, and Angus O'Snoddy of Sinn Féin.
Kevin Rafter bringing to an end this week's journey around two of the Doyle's constituencies. As always, this programme will be available as a download and a podcast from the RTE website. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to a podcast from RTE Radio 1. For more details, visit rte.ie/Radio 1.